Gemba Kaizen, a common sense, low-cost approach to management. Author, Masaki Imai. Gemba Kaizen. Gemba Kaizen is a Japanese business philosophy that shows how step-by-step improvements, process refinements, and enhancements are the surest, easiest, and quickest method in maximizing productivity and quality. Masaki Imai applies the philosophy of continuous incremental improvements, Kaizen, to Gemba, the most critical areas of business performance. Defined as the real place where real action occurs, Gemba is where products are developed, the lab and design table, and made, the shop floor, and where services are provided, the service center, retail outlet, or wherever customers come into contact with the service provider. In Japanese, Kaizen means continuous improvement. The word implies improvement that involves everyone, both managers and workers, and entails relatively little expense. The Kaizen philosophy assumes that our way of life should focus on constant improvement efforts. Although improvements under Kaizen are small and incremental, the Kaizen process brings about dramatic results over time. The Kaizen process, based on common sense and low-cost approaches, assures incremental progress that pays off in the long run. Kaizen is also a low-risk approach. Managers can always go back to the old way without incurring large costs. Kaizen and management. In the context of Kaizen, management has two major functions: maintenance and improvement. Maintenance refers to activities directed toward maintaining current technological, managerial, and operating standards, and upholding such standards through training and discipline. Under its maintenance function, management performs its assigned tasks so that everybody can follow standard operating procedures. Improvement, meanwhile, refers to activities directed toward elevating current standards. The Japanese view of management thus boils down to one precept: maintain and improve standards. Process versus results. Kaizen fosters process-oriented thinking. Since processes must be improved for results to improve, failure to achieve planned results indicates a failure in the process. Management must identify and correct such process-based errors. Kaizen focuses on human efforts. A process-oriented approach should also be applied into the introduction of various Kaizen strategies. The Plan Do Check Act, PDCA cycle, the Standardized Do Check Act, SDCA cycle, Quality, Cost, and Delivery, QCD, Total Quality Management, TQM, Just-in-Time, and Total Productive Maintenance, TPM. Kaizen strategies have failed many companies simply because they ignored process. The most crucial element in the Kaizen process is the commitment and involvement of top management. It must be demonstrated immediately and consistently to assure success in the Kaizen process. Following the PDCA, SDCA cycles, the first step in the Kaizen process establishes the Plan Do Check Act, PDCA cycle, as a vehicle that assures the continuity of Kaizen in pursuing a policy of maintaining and improving standards. Plan refers to establishing a target for improvement. Since Kaizen is a way of life, there should always be a target for improvement in any area, and devising action plans to achieve the target. Do refers to implementing the plan. Check refers to determining whether the implementation remains on track and has brought about the planned improvement. Act refers to performing and standardizing the new procedures to prevent recurrence of the original problem or to set goals for the new improvements. The PDCA cycle revolves continuously. No sooner is an improvement made than the resulting status quo becomes the target for further improvement. In the beginning, any new work process is unstable. Before one starts working on PDCA, any current process must be stabilized in a process often referred to as the Standard Do Check Act, SDCA cycle. SDCA standardizes and stabilizes the current process, while PDCA improves them. SDCA refers to maintenance, and PDCA refers to improvement. These become the two major responsibilities of management. Putting quality first. Of the primary goals of quality, cost, and delivery, quality should always have the highest priority. No matter how attractive the price and delivery terms offered to the customer, the company will not be able to compete if the product or service lacks quality. Practicing a quality-first credo requires management commitment because managers often face the temptation to make compromises in meeting delivery requirements or cutting costs. In doing so, they risk sacrificing not only quality, but the life of the business as well. Speak with the data. Kaizen is a problem-solving process. In order for a problem to be correctly understood and solved, the problem must be recognized and the relevant data gathered and analyzed. Trying to solve a problem without hard data is akin to resorting to hunches and feelings, not a very scientific or objective approach. Collecting data on the current status helps you understand where you are now focusing. This serves as a starting point for improvement. Collecting, verifying, and analyzing data for improvement is a theme. The next process is for the customer. All work is a series of processes, and each process has its supplier as well as its customer. A material or a piece of information provided by a process. A material or a piece of information provided by process A, the supplier, is worked on and improved in process B and then sent to process C. The next process should always be regarded as a customer. This axiom, the next process is the customer, refers to two types of customers: internal, within the company, and external, out in the market. Most people working in organization deal with internal customers. This realization should lead to a commitment never to pass on defective parts or inaccurate pieces of information to those in the next process. When everybody in the organization practices this axiom, the external customer in the market receives a high-quality product or service as a result. A real quality assurance system means that everybody in the organization subscribes to and practices this axiom. Total quality control or total quality management. Regarding the total quality control or total quality management, TQC or TQM movement, as a part of the Kaizen strategy, gives us a clearer understanding of the Japanese approach. Japanese TQC or TQM should not be regarded strictly as a quality control activity. TQC or TQM has been developed as a strategy to aid management in becoming more competitive and profitable by helping it improve in all aspects of business. In TQC or TQM, Q, meaning quality, has priority. But there are other goals too, namely cost and delivery. TQC or TQM in Japan encompasses such activities as policy deployment, building quality assurance systems, standardization, training and education, cost management, and quality circles. The just-in-time production system. Originating at Toyota Motor Company under the leadership of Taiichi Ono, the just-in-time, or JIT, production system aims at eliminating non-value-adding activities of all kinds and achieving a lean production system, flexible enough to accommodate fluctuations in customer orders. This production system is supported by such concepts as takt time, the time it takes to produce one unit, versus cycle time, one-piece flow, pull production, jidoha, automation, U-shaped cells, and setup production. To realize the ideal just-in-time production system, a series of Kaizen activities must be carried out continuously to eliminate non-value-adding work in Gemba. JIT dramatically reduces cost, delivers the product in time, and greatly enhances company profits. Total productive maintenance. Whereas TQM emphasizes improving overall management performance and quality, TPM focuses on improving equipment quality. TPM seeks to maximize equipment efficiency through a total system of preventive maintenance spanning the lifetime of the equipment. Policy deployment. Management should establish clear targets to guide everyone and make certain to provide leadership for all Kaizen activities directed toward achieving the targets. Real Kaizen strategy at work requires closely supervised implementation. Kaizen is most effective when everybody works to achieve a target, and management should set that target. The suggestion system. The suggestion system functions as an integral part of individual-oriented Kaizen and emphasizes the morale-boosting benefits of positive employee participation. Japanese managers see its primary role as that of sparking employee interest in Kaizen by encouraging them to provide many suggestions, no matter how small. They do not expect to reap great economic benefits from each suggestion. Developing Kaizen-minded and self-disciplined employees is the primary goal, the ultimate goal of Kaizen strategy. Since Kaizen deals with improvement, we must know which aspects of business activities need to be improved most. And the answer to this question is quality, cost, and delivery, QCD. Quality refers not only to the quality of finished products or services, but also to the quality of processes that go into those products or services. Costs refer to the overall costs of designing, producing, selling, and servicing the product or service. Delivery means delivering the requested volume on time. When the three conditions defined by the term QCD are met, customers are satisfied. Gemba and management. Management must maintain close contact with the realities of Gemba in order to solve whatever problems arise there. Put it differently, whatever assistance management provides should start from the specific needs of the worksite. When management does not respect and appreciate Gemba, it tends to dump its instructions, designs, and other supporting services, often in complete disregard of actual requirements. Management exists to help Gemba do a better job by reducing constraints as much as possible. Muda elimination. Muda means waste in Japanese. However, the implications of the word include anything or any activity that does not add value. In Gemba, only two types of activities go on, value-adding or non-value-adding. A worker looking at an automatic machine while the machine processes a piece does not add any value. The machine does the only value-adding work, no matter how attentively and affectionately the worker may look at it. When a maintenance engineer walks a long distance with a tool in his hand, he's not adding any value. The value is added by using the tool to fix it, maintain, or set up the machine. Customers do not pay for the non-value-adding activities. Building self-discipline. Self-discipline is a cornerstone of the House of Gemba management. Self-disciplined employees can be trusted to report on time to work, to maintain clean, orderly, and safe environments, and to follow the existing standards to achieve QCD targets. When employees in Gemba participate in such activities as muda elimination and review of standards, they immediately begin to see the many benefits brought out by these kaizen, and they are the first to welcome such changes. Through such a process, their behaviors as well as attitudes begin to change.